There's a long tradition of writing about war, and veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are the latest to add their work to that tradition. Here now is Alex Ashlock reports.
War can generate great literature.
Those other wretches, how they bled and spewed, and one who would have drowned himself for good. I try not to remember these things now. Let dread hark back for one word only, how, half listening to that sentry's moans and jumps, and the wild chattering of his broken teeth, renewed most horribly whenever Crumps pummeled the roof and slogged the air beneath. Through the dense din, I say, we heard him shout, "I see your lights," but ours had long died out.
Part of Wilfred Owen's poem, The Sentry, read on the BBC. Owen was killed in action on November 4, 1918, only a week before the signing of the armistice that ended World War I. But other wars took its place. The late James Salter flew more than 100 missions as a fighter pilot during the Korean War. He based his 1956 novel, The Hunters, on that experience.
Aces are pilots who have downed 5 airplanes. They are champions. There were 39 American aces during the Korean War. Their immortality was not as great as believed. At least one was himself shot down and killed. Others died afterwards in crashes. Many of the aces were squadron, group, even wing commanders, men often in the lead, aggressive and bold. A small red star painted on the side of a pilot's plane, just below the cockpit, was a symbol of a kill. Discreet, almost invisible in the air, a row of 5 was a mark of highest honor, greater than any trophy or prize.
The Vietnam War was the first conflict we watched on television. It was personal. Tim O'Brien was a foot soldier in that conflict. His book of short stories is called The Things They Carried.
On ambush or other night missions, they carried peculiar little odds and ends. Kiowa always took along his New Testament and a pair of moccasins for silence. Dave Jensen carried night sight vitamins high in carotene. Lee Strunk carried his slingshot. Ammo, he claimed, would never be a problem. Rat Kiley carried brandy and M&M's candy. Until he was shot, Ted Lavender carried the Starlight scope, which weighed 6.3 pounds with its aluminum carrying case. Henry Dobbins carried his girlfriend's pantyhose wrapped around his neck as a comforter. They all carried ghosts.
Actor Bryan Cranston reading from The Things They Carried. Today, soldiers carry laptops and cell phones into war, and troops who fought in Afghanistan and Iraq are adding their writing to the literature of war. Many of them found a home for their work on the New York Times website, writing for a project called Home Fires. The editor was Peter Catapano.
I found that the theme that was most consistent was this sense of being an alien in their own land when they returned, and this kind of disconnect that they felt between themselves and those who had served and, you know, the rest of the American population.
One of the writers featured on Home Fires was Phil Cly, a Marine and Iraq War vet whose book, Redeployment, won a National Book Award for Fiction in 2014.
I was trying to invite readers in to imagine these experiences from the inside of the heads of different people at different times in Iraq, because it's so intense, not just what you experience when you deploy, but also coming back home, what America looks like after you've been at war and what you make of it. And I think it's a really important conversation to be having.
Another vet who also fought in Iraq, Brian Turner, has been a major contributor to that conversation. His recent war memoir is My Life as a Foreign Country. But he's also an award-winning poet. Here he reads his poem, To Sand.
To sand go tracers and ball ammunition. To sand the green smoke goes. Each finned mortar spinning in light. Each star cluster bursting above. To sand go the skeletons of war, year by year. To sand go the reticles of the brain, the minarets and steeple bells, brackish sludge from the open sewers, trash fires, the silent cowbirds resting on the shoulders of a yak. To sand, each head of cabbage unravels its leaves, the way dreams burn in the oil fires of night.
Home Fires also featured Roy Scranton. He was deployed to Iraq in 2003 and 2004. His new book is a novel called War Porn. It's told from different points of view, including an American soldier in occupied Baghdad and an Iraqi math professor who's taken prisoner and tortured. I spoke to Scranton in downtown Boston earlier this fall.
Did you come up with the title?
I did.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? So war porn is a term used to describe videos often or pictures brought home or sent home by soldiers of bodies or atrocities or shooting people or just violent things happening. As the title of the book, it means that, but it also it has a broader meaning to include the photographs from the Abu Ghraib scandal, which factor into the book and the writing of the book, and also just the idea of war as something that we look at. Like, I wanted to really foreground the voyeurism in war narratives and war literature and the way that audiences approach, the way that American audiences approach the stories that veterans bring back and the stories that we tell ourselves about war.
And you mentioned pictures, and part of the book, as you said, is an Army veteran who comes back home, and he's at a barbecue, an end-of-summer barbecue, and one of the guys there is really interested in what he did during the Iraq War, and what he really did was he was involved in torture.
That was a really important part of those first few years of the Iraq War, and I'm glad to have the novel coming out now when it does, because I think we've forgotten about that moment. I think we've forgotten that there was a time when the United States government chose torture as state policy, and it's important for us to remember that. And in some ways, for me, I think it's symbolic of the whole Iraq War in a certain way, just the way we went about it, the condescension and ignorance with which we, the U.S., went into this, you know, sovereign nation and this other culture.
Iraq War vet Roy Scranton talking about his novel, War Porn. Laura Wesley is a West Point grad. She also served in Iraq. Her memoir is called War Virgin. She writes about trying to live up to the expectations of an abusive father and the challenges she faced as a woman in the military. There's also a lot of sex.
I never would have expected for war and for combat to be a very sexually charged environment. And looking back and really understanding my emotions, especially after writing this memoir, I completely understand how fear and thinking that you might die can be so intertwined with sexual arousal and the need to feel connected to someone on such a deep level. But that's something that I would have never imagined. And I want people to understand that. I want the civilian population to understand that so they can better grasp what soldiers go through. But I also want anybody who's considering a military career to be aware that that could happen.
Your military service is obviously a huge part of your life, and it's a huge part of your memoir. But what did it mean to you as a writer?
It gave me something really important to write about. Because if I didn't have the military experience, perhaps it's been in me all along to become a writer. And I know with future writings, the next book that I want to write, it's not going to include military service, but I do want to touch on being a veteran. There's so many other things I want to write about, and it's not going to cover the military. And I think, and this is probably because of the way I was programmed by my father and programmed, conditioned by the military, I almost feel like in order to take on any kind of endeavor, I have to have something special to validate that. And that's not right. I think that any artist or anybody pursuing any kind of career should be able to do whatever they want to do. But to me, it gave me like a legitimacy to become a writer. It essentially gave me permission to become a writer, and it gave me something really unique to talk about.
Iraq War vet Laura Wesley. Her memoir is War Virgin, My Journey of Repression, Temptation, and Liberation. The poet Brian Turner also reflects a veteran's journey to and from war. His poems are signposts on that trip.
Poems are a way for me to kind of wander back into that sort of headspace of that time. The poems that I've written after the war are about the war as well, but I'm trying to learn from my war experiences how to write my way into the rest of my life.
It's a soldier's eternal quest, coming home. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.